Simon, before we talk about the game, a bit of a surprise to see you out there. Have you managed to get back so quickly?
Yeah, recovered quickly. Thanks to the physio as well. He's been working hard with me, and the staff have given me a good chance to get back into the game today. I've been training the last few days and I've felt no problems, and the physio and the knee specialist said as long as I'm not feeling any side effects, then there's no reason why I can't push on. And there wasn't a tear as originally as we thought, so it's really cut the recovery time down in half, really. So there's no reason why I couldn't play today, because I didn't feel any pain.
Thoughts on the team performance?
I think it was a bit of a game of two halves, really. You know, as football is, first half I thought we had chances to maybe win the game, one or two goals we could have put away, and I thought they looked nervous in front of the home crowd, and I think that's the time we could have capitalised on. And I still think in the second half we were in the game right until the last minute. Obviously you always are at 1-0, but we need to do better keeping the ball, really. The ball goes up into the opposing halves and it seems to come back quickly, and we're looking to move it on too quick, and we're just not looking like ourselves at the moment. We went through a patch under Paul Groves and Sean Brooks when, yeah, we weren't getting the results we wanted, but we were passing the ball really well and keeping it and dominating possession, and we just haven't done that in the last few games, and we've got to try and turn things around next week.
Is it fair to say both teams are a bit edgy? Is that a fair sort of characterisation?
Definitely. I mean, we knew there was a little bit of pressure on them, so we knew that they'd be perhaps more nervous than us. We didn't feel any pressure in the first half, definitely not. I mean, why would we? You know, we haven't got a manager in charge at the moment. We're on a bit of a losing drought at the moment, and we just had to play without any fear, really, today. And I thought we did that in the first half, but as time went on in the second half, we just didn't look like ourselves, and fair play to Coventry, they capitalised on that, and maybe a 1-0 win is a little bit unfair on us. I thought we may have deserved the draw out of it, but that's the way it goes.
Everybody talks the C word, confidence. How do you go about trying to get it back?
It's tough. It's a tough thing to keep when you're on a winning run, and it's a tough thing to get hold of. I'd say it's pretty easy to lose confidence. You know, you lose a game and it's all doom and gloom, and then next week you go and win a game and you're looking to go on an unbeaten run, and it's just the kind of thing that we've got to do at the moment. It's going to be tough, but with the squad and the ability, I mean, looking at the players we signed in the summer, I was really excited. Obviously I still am, because it's a long season, and all we can do is work hard and try and put a little run together of games and get ourselves up
on
the table.
Just finally, in terms of confidence, what sort of difference does it make on the pitch? Are there people who don't make the runs they might do, or they just kind of find routine things difficult? How does it come out, if you like?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, obviously with my injury, I mean, that's one of the things. I come back, I've missed three games, and I won't be going into this game as confident as I would if I'd played 5-6 games and we were winning. You know, it is all about confidence at times, and I've played enough games to know that. And we've got a lot of young lads in the team who play without fear, and that's great. And we've got experienced boys as well. So I think we've got a real mix there, but like I said, confidence is the key, and it's something that we've got to work on in the training ground and hopefully take into the next game.